KFA-EDQ on the mobile, statewide one.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Anyone there?
This is N6WY, November 6th, Whiskey Yankee on statewide 1. Anybody around for me to get a report on a new transceiver I'm checking out? N6WY standing by.
WY, you're coming in crystal clear, sir. This is KFA-EDQ.
Good. Very good. KFA-EDQ, this is N6WY. I just noticed, though, but... Oh, that's all right. Very good. All right. Everything's fine. Thank you for the check, N6WY.
Roger, roger. You're very welcome. Have a fantastic day.
KE, Nick KC, anyway, you check.
You got to key down for a moment, then say your call sign, monitoring, so that you can stop people's scan. KFA does monitoring, a wide one.
KEAWOJ, Rick, Southeast Michigan, statewide 1.
NHCAF, testing out a new mobile antenna.
Are you ace? Cliff, you're sounding good.
All right, appreciate you coming back to me there, Anthony. Yeah, it's a little gadget I picked up off of Amazon. It's one of those window clip mount type things so that you can just use your handheld antenna, snap it right on there, and then hook your handheld up to the other end. And just getting in and out of your vehicle quick and easy.
Sounds pretty nice. I'll have to see if I can find one of those on Amazon because I'm typically for DMR running a handheld inside the car, and boy, does it make a difference get that antenna outside of the vehicle.
Yes, it does, and I can't complain about this particular handheld. It's been doing 12 miles from the driver's seat with a Tone Rover Ducky, which is kind of impressive in and of itself.
It just depends on where you are. You must be... when you're doing that, you're still in a pretty solid zone, so that's helpful.
Yeah, that definitely always helps. Always. The last time I did it, I was actually calling out about every mile or so. I started out at 16 and John R. talking to Mount Clemens, and I actually didn't experience any packet loss or anything like that until I got to 16 in Utica. And what was in a straight line between me and Mount Clemens? McLaren McComb. There was a wall between me and the AF. Repeater.
Cause a problem.
Yeah, but overall, I cannot complain about this. Like I said, this is just a neat little setup. It makes getting in and out of the car easier, and I also don't have to worry about the antenna bouncing around on the inside while it's hooked up to something on the roof. It's getting used. So, with that, I'm going to say 73 to you for a few minutes because I'm outside and I want to get back in before the rain hits. All right? Be safe out there. NHCAF, clear and monitoring after your final.
Oh, yeah, and I'll catch up with you soon. This is KE8RUH. Have a good evening and stay dry.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo.
KFA-EDQ, listening to state.
KC8KJL. Alrighty, how's the weather down there?
KC8KJO from KFA-EDQ. This is Mike down in Saginaw. I noticed you're coming in off the Pinconning repeater. Can I tell you how it is down here? It was down, pouring cats and dogs. And it's not raining so hard anymore. Over.
Hey, Mike, it's Tom. Tango Oscar, Mike, KCKGL. Yeah, I just jumped on the freeway from Pinconning, coming down from Gaylord. And so I'll be passing through your neck of the woods soon enough.
Yeah, Roger, I don't know what the highways are like, but a lot of the surface streets around here are covered in water. So, I don't know, 75 seems to drain pretty well, but be cautious. So, what are you doing all the way up there? Are you working today? I just got done working, so I don't have much of a commute. You see, I just had to run a quick errand after work, and now I'm chilling with the radios.
Yeah, I started in Flint this morning. downtown. Got that partially done. Still not done with the entire job. And then I had to go up to Gaylord to see what's going on with their system. Got it working, but not working on that one. They called me up and said, yeah, it's doing the same thing. I'm like, okay, you got to check a couple things. So now I am on my way home over by Port Huron.
Yeah, roger, roger. You got a bit of a drive yet, but all right. I think we've spoken once or twice before, but it's good to hear out there. I don't hear too many people out on MI5 or UHF, but drive safely. I don't want to distract you too much. I'll be entering here. So have a good.
Yeah, I'm usually out here when I gotta travel east, of, you know, travel west or whatever. But I haven't been at the MR a lot lately. Usually I'm on it at home. Yeah, I've talked to you before. But my worker, we're driving in tandem. You know, he's in front of me or behind me, and we're always on the radio with each other through GMRS. So I use my same radio for GMRS as I do for GMR. So we chit-chat back and forth, keep each other occupied, especially when we're going up to Petoskey or Sheboygan or somewhere, you know, far reaches of the state. I mean, when our normal service area is Detroit.
Yeah, gotcha. And it seems to be getting out all right, but the last third page, it's coming up as if, I'm not quite holding the repeater, so I'm curious to see, I'm wondering if I'm not getting out very well right now.
Well, I'll be around for a bit, so if you want to check out another radio, just, you know, give me a holler. I got an hour and a half before I'm home, but I got to stop off at first run and fill this piece up a second time.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, if you can tolerate it, I'll keep using this radio. I don't know if I'm losing signal very at all, but... it's on the last third page. It says that, like, right now it just showed that I had a 13-second transmission, and I don't know if something. I think it might be wrong with the radio because I noticed that as soon as I hit the transmit button, there's usually like a small delay where until it shows that it's really transmitting. I mean, the red light shows on, but right around, I don't know if you're familiar with this radio, but there's a signal strength meter on the top left-hand corner of the screen that comes on when you hit transmit, and that, it stops transmitting, like, for a split second after I hit the transmit button. It's quite strange.
What kind of radio is it?
Yeah, but you're on Midland, and, might have been why you were not hearing them as well, because you had a neg 120 signal, but that's a neg 109, so you must be getting closer. And just FYI, on the user end, the radio, it doesn't transmit 100% of the time like it does on analog. It transmits and then stops and listens, and then it transmits again, so you don't know that, but that's what them radios are doing. That's why if you run an amplifier on a user-end radio, you got to make sure you have a special amplifier to do that. Just pass along, and I got to jump out and hook a trailer up. KBIT SWR.
Beeswith, I'm very happy with it. I just got an Elinco 520. It's a tri-bander to put in my pickup, and it takes the same CPS software. Back to you. All right, Tom, I should be getting it a little bit better this time. I'm on an open GD77 radio, but I'm walking through the house. I'm trying to get back outside. Over.
Okay. Well, that's the firmware model.
Roger. This one's a TYT. It's the 390 version, the 10-watt version. So this one I know gets out for sure. Like, some of my favorite radios are the 10-watt DMR radios that do everything. So, like this, it's a TYT390 now that I'm getting on you, that I'm talking on now. But I was on the BTEC 6x2 Pro earlier, which I'm not entirely thrilled with.
Yeah, one thing about VMR.
I don't think you were quite holding it there. You got some spurious transmissions. It's maybe it's not the radio. Maybe there's something going on with MI5 at the moment. Seems to be cutting out for you as well. Like there's a 3.5 second, 12.5 second. So you're not quite holding it. Are you running off a P25 system? Because it seems to be switching repeaters out of, you know, I don't know if they're doing that manually or not. Yeah, Roger, I hear good things about those Motorola radios. And one of my GMRS friends has a Motorola radio, but it's one of those Moto Turbo. All I have are Windows 11 machines. And I can't seem to get the Moto Turbo CPS software to work properly for me in Windows 11. So that's the only experience that I have with those. But, very interesting radios. I love the features. But I still haven't fully explored all the features with these radios either. All right, we got a couple of seconds there out of you, but some high-loss transmissions, though. Hard to continue, but it looks like you're coming in off the James Township repeater now. So I'll have to let you go. Maybe we can pick this up another time, but I'll have to look into those Motorola radios. Everybody seems to have really good things to say about them. All right. Tom, we'll catch you another time. KC8KJL from KFA-EDQ 73, sir.
Sounds good, Mike. KFA-EDQ from...
Yeah, Tom, you're on Macon, James Township here, Neg 122, so the road's not working for you right now. And the Bay City might be offline, so not sure where you're at, but Pinkine works pretty good. Give me that stuff here.
Yeah, I'm around there. I'm around Saginaw. I haven't hit the Joe Funky Bridge yet. I think I'm right around Bay City or Saginaw Valley University. So, all right, cool, Jeff. Thanks for the heads up.
You're on the opposite end of town, so over by Shield. I'm not surprised you're not making it that well. And there's something, Bay City, I think, might have a UPS issue that's offline. So keep it up there.
KE8LAX811. KE8WUO, what's going on, Dean?
Not a whole lot, just puffing around. Put a mesh plastic node up on my antenna and fixed my antenna on the roof just a little bit ago, and then work tomorrow. And, No luck with that phone. There's some firmware issues, and so I joined the Discord for the Hoist guys, and the main guy on there was saying that Mitel uses a controller server to tell the phone what they can't do, and they don't support that. But I don't know if that's entirely accurate, because there's people that use those Mitel phones for the Hoist service.
Gotcha, okay, yeah, I see your comment now, and I see the discussion you guys had, and I've talked to Brad, that NAPC guy, and he is a pretty knowledgeable guy. It's weird, he doesn't sound anything like he would look, but that's a bummer. That's no fun. I'm not sure what the path forward would be for you, but hopefully you can kind of fight through the static and figure it out.
So what I'm
I'm going to try a couple things, because there's people that have configured it. And Perkins, I think he was referring more to...
Gotcha, okay. So you are coming in kind of low in RSSI, kind of like Tom was just a bit ago. I see you hitting at 123, 121, but then you kind of level off at like 118. So hopefully you can hold around the 118 or higher. I was able to copy basically everything you said, but it was a little bit challenging. But I don't know. Hopefully you can find some documentation and find a way to update that firmware. I know it was a pain in the butt for me to update the firmware on the Cisco's, specifically the CP8861, that I had to spin up a local server and host the firmware on there and then point the phone at that, and it was a little bit of a pain, but I got it, and I suppose if I can do it, you can do it, but good luck.
Yeah, this should be a little bit different. I was laying in bed, and I'm using the choo-choo train radio with the stock antenna, so that's probably why I'm not doing super well. But, yeah, that's what I was trying last night. I was using AI to try to help me provision the phone and setting up a server on the laptop and just pointing the phone at the server on the laptop to push updates. But it doesn't seem to be working, so I'm kind of thinking a fresh boot on firmware would be the option. I just got to figure out where to get it. And if it doesn't work, I do plan on still getting one of those links to try out. So we'll see how it goes.
Was AI, the hallucinating toaster, trying to get you to use Python, or was it using PowerShell? Because I fought with the Python side, and I'm more of a fan of PowerShell. I've kind of been using PowerShell for years, and I steered the hallucinating roller coaster or toaster or whatever towards PowerShell instead, and that worked a lot better for me. Curious if what it was doing for you.
So I was using Gemini, but when it had me do commands and tests and stuff like that, it was bounced between command prompt and PowerShell. And then I used the PowerShell test for the IPs that you showed me last night. But really what it was trying to get me to do is I downloaded, I think it was TFT64 for the server. And then we built a config file, and it is pushing to the phone. The phone's acknowledging that it's received it and downloaded it, but it's not accepting it because it's missing some stuff that's usually in the firmware download that it doesn't see, so it's just booting it out and not taking the configuration.
Gotcha, okay, yeah. That sounds reminiscent of what I had to go through, but it sounds like you're really close, and it sounds like you got pretty far. I kind of hate downloading software to do things like that, and that's why I spun it up in PowerShell, and you might have better luck just, you know, starting from scratch and scripting, you know, and then also, if you give me the firmware, I can put it on the website. Because that's inevitably, once I got mine working and kind of got the proof of concept going, now I host the firmware on the website. So if somebody tries to print a phone with old firmware from the website will automatically update the firmware on their phone, and then it'll provision the phone with all the ARPSC contacts and all that. So it's nice, but I mean, ultimately, that would be what we would want, you know, if someone else has a Mitel phone that, you know, is an ARPSC member. It would probably be easier to just put in the provisioning link, maybe manually on the phone, and then the phone would go look to the website and update its firmware and get the provision. And hopefully that would be a lot less painful for other people. But good luck.
Yeah, I appreciate that. This is K-E-L-A-S for ID. I'm wrestling with it for right this second. I kind of started messing around with the Meshtastic node and fixing my antenna. But when I hear back from him on whether or not there's a way to update, because the menus in the phone itself are completely stripped. So all the instructions that I see talk about a web UI, and they also talk about in settings inside the phone that just don't work, and I think they've been stripped out for corporate security.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking initially last night, but I, like with the Cisco is when you do a factory reset, which I know you did last night, it strips all of that out of there, and none of that persists through the factory reset. Granted, those are, Cisco's. I would assume the Mitel would, a factory reset should clear it, but yeah, I mean, I know you're not crazy, so I know you gave it an honest effort. So it's curious, very curious.
Well, the phone is old enough that the phone is old enough that I think if you actually were to go into like the original config file, I think you can actually physically strip out certain things out of the config file because the phone references the config file as soon as it boots up. So I believe that someone intentionally stripped them, and even though you're doing a reset, it's not putting those files back in the config file. So I need a unstripped, unrestricted firmware and just strip the whole phone, put an unrestricted firmware back in or a factory firmware back in, and that should allow me to have the web AI or UI and a few of those options where I can actually go in and activate it on the HTTPS and play around with it. But, I mean, it was a free phone. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, great. But I liked your idea of, like, trying to use other phones then what they claim is supported and make them work, because people might have these things just hanging around, and they can be repurposed for something that's actually pretty cool. Back over to you. This is KE8LAX.
KE8WUO. And that's what I did when I wanted to get a Cisco phone, and I had the the one that everybody suggests, the Cisco 525G2. And I got that, and I was a little underwhelmed by it. And I really wanted something a little bit nicer and a little bit newer, so I went over to the Hoyt wiki and looked at what phones they had how-to guides for. And I saw the Cisco, CP8861. Or I think it was just the 88,000 series was on there. And then I did a bunch of homework to figure out, because there's like kind of two flavors of that phone. You can't just get any Cisco 88,000. It has to be the multi-provision phone, or also known as 3PCC. I think that's like third-party provisioning something or another, but yeah, I don't know. And it's different than the CUCV, I think, is like the Cisco Universal VoIP, whatever. And if you get one of those phones, you really struggle to convert that to a multi-provision phone. But if you get a 3PPC version, then it works well. And so that I would suggest, you know, for your next phone is to grab something from their list. But I think the Yalinks will work. I know Paul, right? Local Paul, you know Paul, he has the Yalink 46S, I think he said. And then I have a Yalink 46U right here that we use at work. And that's got Vonage, and I'm, you know, pretty sure it's ZIP. And I think the Yalinks are really good for that type of stuff. But they're not, you know, they're kind of, you know, I like the Cisco's just because that's, you know, you look at the president's desk, that's what he's using. And so I don't know. I nerd out too much.
No, I completely agree with you. There's nothing wrong with Cisco, and it's not that getting one's expensive. I just I like to be the oddball. I like to, you know, like to say, hey, I got this phone and I got it to work. It was kind of a pain, but I got it to work. So yeah, I'll get there. I wish this guy would get back to me about this Yowling, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, you definitely do a really good job of being the oddball. But no, I agree. And I was hoping that you would get the Yowling because I want to steal it from you. And I want to get that set up on the website so we can provision Yowlings because I want to get it going for Paul, for number one. And then I think, you know, there's probably quite a few people that would run a Yalink. You know, honestly, the Yalinks are kind of maybe a little bit more user-friendly, maybe a little bit nicer than the Cisco's, but yeah, I don't know. They're fine for what we need it for, that's for sure. So I think that's why, like, my company where I work buys the Yalinks because they're cheaper and they work just fine. So there's really no reason not to.
Absolutely. And I'm like I said, I'll definitely get one of those Yalinks. I like them. I like the color screen. I like that you can put your own backgrounds in, your own screensaver, stuff like that. And I do like their sidecar options. So I will definitely be getting one of those, and we'll work together on it to get everything set up on it. I was just kind of curious if I could get this Mitel one together, but if I can't, I can't. It's not a big deal. But I'm gonna do something for each for a minute. The wife asked me to clean our dirty fan, so I'm gonna go do that really quick. But I will have my radio on, and I will be monitoring. This is KE. Elliot, I'll be clearing your final.
All right. Well, you have a good one, and don't work too hard. Enjoy your day off, and we'll talk again soon. KE8WUO. I'll be clear but monitoring.
KE8KJ. WAOR for radio check on statewide 1. This is WAOR for radio check on statewide 1. How copy?
W-A-A-O-R, K-C-K-G-L, sound good here, sir.
Okay, I take it you're outside of Muskegon County?
No, right around the Grand Rapids area in Rockford.
Okay, but you're not coming in on the Muskegon station, right?
No, actually, I'm using a hotspot, so I'm not sure. I'm guessing it just goes to all the repeater locations.
Actually, that's just the test that I needed after lightning strikes. I wanted to see if the network was still up, so without having to run all the way to the site to see if the lights are on or off. But if you're getting with the hotspot, that means the internet on the MI5 is up. So appreciate it. Thank you very much, WDR.
Well, glad to be of help. W9GEO listening.
KGL, how you guys hear me? I'm over here in St. Clair County.
Hello, Tom. Hey, WERT, I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I was checking off the Muskegon guys, see if they heard me. I got one that was on his open spot, and the other one's out of Muskegon, W8AOR, so I'm on a volunteer, I'm good. So you got your DMR working there, Dave, I see.
Could you kind of repeat, Tom? I had another radio going a little bit louder than I should have, and there was a static crash. I missed what you had said.
Oh, no, I was just saying that you got your DMR going. Is that the DM32?
Roger, roger. I do have it going pretty much. I'm going to say thanks to the help of Cliff. Boy, I can't think what his call sign is. It, correct me if I'm wrong. Is it NA or W8CAF? So I use this code plug, and I adapted some things here and there, you know, just some of the minor settings and whatnot. And so, yep, got it working, and it seems to be going fine. I'm going to see if I add some others later on, but there's some other things I need to learn. Like I was looking at, when I was going down to Columbus a couple weeks back, I was looking at downloading the CSV file, but I don't think there's a way that I know of currently to upload that so that way it would work how I want. So I just downloaded and saved the file and said, heck with it. Yeah, we got sent over towards Caldwell, over towards West Virginia. And there weren't too many restaurants in town, let alone nice ones. And I think three of the four we went to were just greasy spoons. Just you walk in, it's just, well, there's not much else. The only good place was nearby the hotel we were staying at was a wings place. And boy, I'll tell you, Tom, the incline on the driveway to get to the hotel was something. I mean, you pretty much, with the van's present, pretty much had to floor it to go about 15 miles an hour. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I can just see what calamities would occur if there was just even some icy weather or something.
Yeah, I was down in Columbus a couple years ago in April. It was warm down there and cold up here. I mean, here, geez, we just had a, I don't know, 40 degree difference between down here and Gaylord. It was 73 down here and it was 38 in Gaylord. And I still got a foot of snow up there. Well, at least you got your DM32 working now. Now you just got to get yourself a mobile.
Tom, great minds think alike, because you just took the words out of my mouth for pretty much the next comment that I was going to make. Let me ask you that. Minus, right now I don't really want to step off price-wise for Motorola. Any other brand and model you might recommend for a mobile? PYT, anything like that, or for DMR? Well, all I can say, what was the weather like? So you had still like over a foot or so? Because I was working, I don't want to get too much in this, but I was leaving Toledo, heading back home, and just had a little bit of a thunder boomer before we crossed the state line. And, oh boy, there was a thunder strike. I don't think it was very close by, but boy, was there just, I mean, some pressure with the ears and that. It was like a loud thump almost, almost kind of like an explosion, but boy, was that, you felt it more or less than heard it. But anyways, I'd like to know for some recommendations for a mobile, but I would say even before that, hopefully I'm not doing too bad. As I'm sitting here in the house, I should probably be a little bit closer towards the window, but if you would comment on my audio, is it the kind of a little bit too much digitized, or am I coming through kind of full quiet? I don't think the latter.
You may want to turn your digital mic gain down a little bit, or move away from the radio a little bit. That may help you out. In regards to mobiles, you got the TYT MD9600. Orinco now has one as a throttle damper. I think Retevis carries one. And there's, I think, a VTEC or a VTEC or something like that is another one. And then, of course, and you got the, what's the one through Grant Meister? You know, what you want to see. Oh. Yeah. I need to see tomorrow sometime.
Yeah. Okay, you got a little digitized near the end. Okay, I'll keep that in mind here. Take a look at adjusting some audio settings. Yeah, it might be dependent on where I'm at, too. I might be speaking a little bit louder now that I'm in the house, but carried to over maybe if I was speaking in the van with the other ambient noise. So, I probably should also just see if I got another hand microphone, external hand microphone for the other veil thing, so I should probably put that on here so it'll make it a little bit easier for speaking across the microphone rather than into it. What was the first model that you made mention? It was the model number was a 9600, but I didn't get the manufacturer. It's something unknown to me. Did you say GYD? Or I didn't capture.
Tango Yankee Tango, GYT MD 9600, GYT Mike Delta 9600. And I'm running out of the house. The dog is looking in the window, so I'll catch you when I get inside. Okay, good deal.
Okay, very good, Tom. Just for what I would spend for a mobile for this, it would be just something in price with another mobile. I don't want to go too extreme. I'd say Motorola is probably a little bit more costly than I want to spend right now. Not that I don't like it, because I sure as heck do think they're quality, but just the cost. I think they would probably run a bit more, and I don't really want to spend that kind of money currently. Maybe that will be something in the future, but I've been kind of window shopping for a bunch of other things. Anyways, let's get back in. W8RIT.
K8BCW, Harbor Springs.
KE8FKW, Monitoring Statewide 1.
Hey, thanks for the call back. I'm in kind of a bad spot here, so I don't know how well I'm getting in.
Oh, I heard you in there. So, yeah.
Thanks, Brad. Have a good evening.
All right. Hey, talk to you later. KE8FKW.
Yeah, I hope you're doing well up there. K8BCW.
Oh, yeah, hey, we're doing good up here. We're just sitting down, enjoying our wobbly pop, and I found it on sale at the Meijer store. Christmas tail, so I had it once before, and, you know, still pretty good. So I've been watching our YouTube video, and, just pretty much enjoying the evening before I pass out and go to bed. So other than that, yeah, we're doing pretty good. I hope you're doing good down there in Harbor Springs. KE8FGW.